Let's get started this morning. We have a special guest with us this morning, Manfred Rentsch. He was born in an area of Germany that is now inside the Polish border. From 1949 to 1954, he attended university studying evangelical theology at Oberursel, Heidelberg, and Münster. After vicarage, he served as an evangelical Lutheran pastor in Heidelberg from 1956 to 1966. In 1959, he received a promotion from the theological faculty at Heidelberg in the Department of Church History. Since 1966, he has been professor of historical theology and symbolics at the Lutheran Theological College of Oberursel. He is married and has five children. And he is our visiting professor this quarter and is teaching two courses here at Concordia Seminary: Contemporary Theology in the 19th Century and the European World of Walther. We welcome Dr. Manfred Rentsch.
Thank you, Dean Smith, for the nice invitation. My students who are in my courses, they know me still, and I warn my colleagues from the faculty what I will deliver to you today will be 90% the same than I delivered yesterday to the faculty. So it is not in my opinion to give every time a new story, but to inform you about the so-called Lutheran Church in Germany of today. Because I had the feeling that many of you don't know exactly what all of churches are in Germany with the name Lutheran churches. About the reunification of Germany at the 3rd of October this year, a lot of articles and essays were written with wise or not so wise analysis. This is my private opinion, how all this could happen. If I think back now, the day after tomorrow will be the 9th of November. The 9th of November was the date, we say, it was the beginning of the growth event, the great change. I have not the intention to present you one lecture more about this topic, but I would like to inform you a little bit about the so-called Lutheran Church in Germany. First of all, please take this in mind. There is not one unique Lutheran Church in Germany, but there are a number of Lutheran churches. In the Federal Republic of Germany, in the west part of this country now, because the reunified Germany is the Federal Republic of Germany, still the same name, there is a large Lutheran church organization called the VELKD, Vereinigte Evangelisch-Lutherische Kirche Deutschlands, in English, United Evangelic Lutheran Church of Germany, with the Lutherische Kirchenamt, the Lutheran Church Office in the city of Hannover, Richard Wagner Straße, if you come any time. You only have to say to the taxi driver, I would like to see the Kirchenamt of the Felk, and if you say Richard Wagner Straße, he will bring you to this place. The president of this organization is President Scharbau. Members of these organizations are, first, the Evangelical Lutheran Landeskirche in Bayern, in Bavaria. I say not state church. Here in this country, always the people say state church. But the churches in Germany are not state churches since the year 1918, the end of World War I. Was the end of the summa episcopoi of the princes of the states, that they had influence in their churches. This was a republic then, Germany. the Weimar Republic, and from this time there are no state churches like they are still in Scandinavia, like in Sweden or in Finland. This is not so in Germany. They are independent in this way from the state. The state collects only the taxes, 10% of the income tax is to be paid to the church, and this is doing by the Finanzamt, by the financial government. That's all. So first, the Evangelisch-Lutherische Evangelical Lutheran Landeskirche in Bavaria. Second, the Evangelisch-Lutherische Landeskirche in Brunswick. Third, the Evangelical Lutheran Landeskirche of Hannover. The Nordelbische Evangelisch-Lutherische Kirche, the Nordelbisch Evangelical Lutheran Church. This is a big church. It comes from a merger, I think 10 years ago now. Four churches moved together. The Hamburg Church from the city of Hamburg, the Church of the city of Lübeck, the Church of the states of Schleswig and Holstein. They built the so-called Nordelbische Kirche, the North German Church, a new church organization. But it's still in the Vereinigte Evangelisch-Lutherische Kirche Deutschlands. And the smallest of these churches in the United Evangelical Lutheran Church of Germany is the Evangelical Lutheran Landeskirche of Schaumburg-Lippe. A little state, but the bishop is a very conservative man, Hans-Joachim Heubach, Professor Dr. Heubach. I think if you had the opportunity to see him, to speak with him, he can give you a good impression that also in the Lutheran Landeskirchen of Germany there are still Lutheran theologians and bishops. There are in the western part of the Federal Republic of Germany two church bodies which are de jure, this means from their constitution, Lutheran churches, but they are not belong to the United Evangelical Lutheran Church, the FELC. This is first the Evangelic Lutheran Church in Oldenburg, North Germany, Oldenburg, and the Evangelical Landeskirche in Württemberg. They call themselves only Evangelical, not Lutheran, but they have the Lutheran Confessions, the Book of Concord, so they are de jure, for the law, before the law, they are Lutheran. But all these Lutheran church bodies together belong to the Lutheran World Federation. They all together belong to the Lutheran World Federation. In the former German Democratic Republic, East Germany, the old East Germany, now the east part of the Federal Republic of Germany, there was up to the end of the year 1988 also a Lutheran church organization with the name Vereinigte Evangelisch-Lutherische Kirche in der DDR. United Evangelical Lutheran Church in the German Democratic Republic. And member churches of this organization were the Evangelical Lutheran Landeskirche of Saxony, the Evangelical Lutheran Landeskirche of Thüringen, and the Evangelical Lutheran Landeskirche of Mecklenburg in the northern part of the former DDR. With the beginning of the year 1989, the 1st January of 1989, the organization was eliminated. But there are still these three Lutheran Landeskirchen in this area of the eastern area of the Federal Republic of Germany in the former DDR. In the former German Democratic Republic, the three Lutheran church bodies belong to the Federation of Evangelical Churches, Bund Evangelischer Kirchen, Bund Evangelischer Kirchen. The largest church body of this federation is the United Evangelical Church of Berlin-Brandenburg, the heart of the old Prussian Union. All member churches of this federation in the former German Democratic Republic are in pulpit and altar fellowship. In the western part of the Federal Republic of Germany, all evangelical Landeskirchen belong to the EKD, Evangelische Kirche in Deutschland, Evangelical Church of Germany. This is a big church organization with the Kirchenamt, the church office, also in the city of Hannover. Also in the city of Hannover is the Kirchenamt, the church office of the EKD. Also the Lutheran churches who belong to the Vereinigte Evangelisch-Lutherische Kirche Deutschlands, to the United Evangelical Lutheran Church of Germany, belong to the EKD. The EKD is a roof organization of all evangelical Landeskirchen in Germany. This please take in mind. They all have pulpit and altar fellowship. They have full pulpit and altar fellowship in this EKD, Evangelical Church of Germany. There are two small Reformed churches belong to this too, some United Evangelical churches, and then the Lutheran church bodies I gave you, they all have altar and pulpit fellowship. There are endeavors since the beginning of this year to enlarge the Evangelical Church of Germany, the EKD, with the Evangelical Landeskirchen in the former DDR, in the former East German area. And I think this will happen very soon, because after World War II, when the EKD came up, all churches in Germany, also in the eastern part of Germany, belonged to the EKD. But then in the beginning of the 60s, the communist government put down the organization because they were not interested to have the same organization than in the western part of Germany. And they didn't allow any longer that there was an EKD in the East German area. So I think they now will bring very soon back the EKD, the Evangelical Church of Germany, also to the Eastern Landeskirche. I have no idea if the FELK will be re-established in the former DDR, if the United Evangelical Lutheran Church of Germany will be re-established, because there is only 1 year dead, and it makes no sense if the men who did this to eliminate the United Evangelical Lutheran Church in East Germany would have known what would happen in the same year they eliminated. They never would have done it. I know one of these guys very, 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 very close. I don't like him, but I saw him this year in a commission. Better not the name. It's not good. Okay. And now I come to my own church body. The church I come from is the Selbstständige Evangelisch-Lutherische Kirche, the Independent Evangelic Lutheran Church. This church body was built up by a merger of all so-called Lutheran free churches in the Federal Republic of Germany in the year 1972, with one exception: the little independent Evangelical Lutheran Church in Badia, in Baden, didn't join us. This church body is still independent, but since 6 years, I think, in church fellowship with us. The Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church has 38,000 souls in a little more than 150 congregations. The Selbstständige Evangelisch-Lutherische Kirche is divided, the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church is divided into 3 districts with the name Sprengel, North, Middle and South. North, Middle and South. Every district has 3 church councils, 3 Kirchenbezirke, church councils. I hope that is right, the right translation. The name of for the district president is Probst. It's not a well-known name in Württemberg and in the Brunswick Landeskirche. They have this name. Probst. The name for the church councillors is Superintendent, a very well-known name for such men. Superintendent came from Episcopos, this translation from Latin, in Latin. On the top of this church body stands a bishop, elected for lifetime. This means we like to retire, then he can retire. But for a lifetime, not re-election, and so on. In the church councils, there are conventions every year. Every year in the church councils, they are not in the district, they are not synods, no conventions. But the whole church has every 4 years, according to our constitution, a church synodical convention. And a Kirchensynode. Next year there will be the next Kirchensynode, in June, I think. The Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church has no church fellowship with the Lutheran Landeskirchen in Germany, but there are some relations between the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church and the United Evangelical Lutheran Church. We, the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, have guest status in 3 commissions of the United Evangelical Lutheran Church of Germany, in the Commission on Theology and Church Relations, on the Commission of Ecumenical Matters, and in the Commission of Catholica Matters. This means relationship to the Roman Catholic Church. The Church, the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, is in church fellowship with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and their sister churches around the world since the very beginning. I would like to have some words to you about the mission work of our church. We run an own mission work. This is the so-called Blackmar Mission. The Blackmar Mission, a mission in the Republic of South Africa. And there are around 32,000 souls belonging to this church. It's now a young church, as you say it, but still supported by the mission in Blackmar. This Blackmar mission will become the next year 100 years old. It was started in Blackmar in near Hermannsburg for the separation from the so-called Hermannsburger Mission, a better known organization. But this was started, the Hermannsburg mission work was started by Louis Harms, Pastor Louis Harms. And this man was an awakening preacher of wonderful spirit. And from his influence, the congregations around Hermannsburg, you can make it with a circle. If you go 40 kilometers and put it around Hermannsburg, you will find the congregations not only from our Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, but also from the state churches are very fine congregations. Why? The people of this farmer area walked in the evening of Saturday to and walked to Hermannsburg. They could make 35 to 38 kilometers in the night. In the morning, they took part in the service of Louis Harms. And the church, we have pictures, not with photography, but painted pictures, are crowded outside the church. They stand, these people. And then he has Bible class in the afternoon. And then it was the evening prayer, and then they went home. And Monday morning, they had to do their farm work and their cattle and all these things. And so this is an awakening movement. And he built a little sailing ship, and sent over to Africa some missionaries. The beginning wasn't very great. They couldn't make it in the first place. But in the second, they landed then, and he sent after them also farmers. So we have in this area of South Africa German farmer congregations. The farmers had to support the mission work. This was a fine idea. I think in another way, Löhe from Neundettelsau made it in the same way. But in the Hermannsburg mission has sent out many laymen to South Africa. So then the state church, after the Prussians occupied the kingdom of Hannover in the year 1866, there was a split in the Hannover Evangelische Lutheran Landeskirche, because a part of them wasn't in favor with what the church government of the church did together with the Prussian Union. And they were pushed out of the office and built a new church. And from this time, it was the brother of Louis Harms. Louis Harms was dead in this year. He died in the, I think, 60 he died. And then his brother Theodor Harms built up the Evangelische Lutherische Freikirche of Hannover. And from this part is the Hermannsburg mission work. But later, then the Hannoversche Landeskirche asked to take part in the mission work of the Hermannsburger mission, and this didn't work very well, and so a part worked out and built up the Blackmar mission work. And now the Blackmar mission is the mission of the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church of Germany. We have also in Botswana, we are working in Botswana, also two missionaries from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod are working with us there, and there is a new start in Zaire, in the middle of Africa. There's also a mission run by the French Evangelical Lutheran Free Church, and we support this mission, and also the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod supports this mission. So I would like to tell you a little bit about the relationships between your church and my church. So we have mission work. Also, we send two missionaries to Brazil. They had need for. And so there are many relationships between our church bodies. That I come from Oberursel, from the seminary in Oberursel, I don't like now to explain how this works, but if you are interested, you can make an exchange program, and there are now one student here from the Concordia Seminary of St. Louis is in Oberursel. Two students from Oberursel are now in Fort Wayne, at the seminary in Fort Wayne, and one student of the seminary in Fort Wayne is in Oberursel. So there's still two men from the Missouri Synod study at Oberursel Seminary. Two men are sent from Oberursel to St. Louis or Fort Wayne. We tried to send one, but they didn't like it. they have their problems, and if they are alone, they feel themselves lost. So next year you will have the privilege, I hope the privilege, to have two from our seminary in your midst. At the beginning of the year 1990, of this year, there were two little independent church bodies in the DDR, in the German Democratic Republic, in East Germany. The Evangelic Lutheran, Old Lutheran Church, and the Evangelic Lutheran Freikirche in Sachsen und anderen Staaten, Free Church of Saxony and other states. The so-called Saxon Lutheran Free Church, the Saxon Lutheran Free Church. The Old Lutheran Church and the so-called Saxon Lutheran Free Church in East Germany, to the beginning of this year. The Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church were only in the Federal Republic of Germany in the western part. This you have to take in mind. It's not so easy to have German church history. Sometimes I have the most trouble. I suffer more than my students to explain all this. So, church fellowship between these two little church bodies was broken by the Saxon Free Church in the year 1984. In the year 1984, the Saxon Free Church on their convention declared that they will not have longer church fellowship with the Old Lutheran Church. This was in the year 1984. I was in this time in Canada, in St. Catherine. I couldn't believe it when I came back, because we had discussions before in Berlin, and I was thinking all is going very well. And then they voted second time on the convention of the Free Church, second time. And in the second time they made it with 42 against 40 votes. I think you can never do this. But they did it. So this I only tell you because I personally was involved in this. Personally, I'm very sad about this was happened. Then the things were going not good also in the relationship between the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church and the Saxon Free Church, and church fellowship was declared as broken from the Evangelical Lutheran Free Church in Saxony with our Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church on the 9th of October last year, on the 9th of October last year in Karl-Marx-Stadt, now Chemnitz, the old Chemnitz and years Karl-Marx-Stadt and now again Chemnitz on the 9th of October last year. Now when 2 weeks ago, I think, President Bowman was here, he reported to you about his voyage, his going to Germany, to Berlin and to Clinton. I think you will remember this. And he said that I will report a little bit about this, what happened in Clinton. Clinton is a little congregation, a little village. The congregation is still very, most of the inhabitants of this village belong to the Old Lutheran Church, and was chosen to put down for industrial matters, but then came the change, and then now this will be is saved, this area. It's the old Wendisch area. Wendisch, non German, but Wendisch background. And on the in Clinton, there was the 35th General Synodical Convention of the Evangelical Lutheran, Old Lutheran Church. The Generalsynode. This is the name, official name. And the 35th, you can, if you make it with four, every 4 years there are general convention. You know that this church is older than the Missouri Synod. It goes back to the first general convention was in the year 1835. So, and there was a proposal, and I would like to give you to this a proposal, resolution of the 35th General Synodical Convention of the Evangelical Lutheran Old Lutheran Church in Clinton, from the 12th to the 14th of October 1990. There was an Antrag, a proposal, 1111. You made it in the same way at your convention. The Oberkirchenkollegium, this is the church government of the old Lutheran church. The Oberkirchenkollegium to the 35th General Synodical Convention. The convention may resolve. I try to make the best, to make it best in the English language, how you make it here, as I know it. The best translation I can make. The convention may resolve. The Evangelic Lutheran, Old Lutheran Church in the former German Democratic Republic agrees with the resolution 3-7 of the 29th General Synodical Convention of its former western part in the Federal Republic of Germany from April 30, 1971. The Evangelic Lutheran Old Lutheran Church in the former DDR joins therefore the independent Evangelic Lutheran Church. The Evangelic Lutheran Old Lutheran Church acknowledged the present bishop of the independent Lutheran Church to be its leading minister. All votes in favor with this resolution, no abstention, no noes. But what does this mean here? To go back to the year 1971, look, in both parts of Germany, up to the year 1971, there was the Evangelisch Lutherisch Altlutherische Kirche. And then came the merging together with the other free church to build up the independent Evangelical Lutheran Church. And this synodical convention was in Wiesbaden. And this was decided to eliminate the old Lutheran church and to go in a new church organization with the name Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church. And the constitution of this new church was also approved from this convention. It was the 29th of the old Lutheran church. So the old Lutheran church in the DDR lived longer and now joins also the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, and it is by church law also against the government better to make it in the same way than it was done in 1971. This is the only thing. So I gave you this, and this means the old Lutheran church in the former DDR will become a Sprengel, a church district in the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church from the beginning of next year. The Synodical Convention of the Kirchensynode of the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church has to say okay to this. There's no doubt that this will be. So they will now go together and make the okay a little later. There will be no one voting against this merger. And the Sprengel Ost will have also three Kirchenbezirke, this is not so interested for of you, Brandenburg and Mecklenburg-Vorpommern and Thüringen, Sachsen. And the one of the Kirchenräte of the Old Lutheran Church, I think, Kirchenrat Kettelhut, now in Halle, will be the Propst of the Sprengel Ost, District East. And the only change will be that West Berlin will be now, together with the old East Berlin, one Berlin, will come to the Sprengel East. He is now in the Sprengel Mitte. So, now I would like to have some words about the relationship we have with the Martin Luther Bund in Erlangen, the Martin Luther Federation in Erlangen. Because 4 weeks ago, Professor David Daniel spoke to you, and he spoke about the situation in eastern part of Europe, in Slovakia, Czechoslovakia, and the Martin Luther Bund is an organization, a helping organization for people outside of Germany. Most times now the help goes to the eastern parts of Europe since years, to Romania, to Hungary, and also since more than 10 years to the so-called brethren churches in the Soviet Union, in the Asiatic republics of the Soviet Union. We have a diaspora organization in our independent Evangelical Lutheran Church called das Diaspora-Werk, in Klammern Gotteskasten, of the independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, and I am the chairman of this organization. And so I have a relationship with the Martin Luther Bund. The last thing you may be interested in is that in Riga, in Lithuania, that's right? Latvian. In Latvian, in Riga, in Latvian, there was erected in the last year new seminary for the people, for the students, for the preachers of the brethren congregations in the Soviet Union. These are not trained theologians, but they should have a little training one time a year, or in the next years, or every 2 years, they should be 8 weeks at this place, and then by letter, were instructed in biblical theology and systematics, and that they have, and that they can be ordained. This is a pity that this brethren preachers, they were laymen, and they couldn't spend the Holy Communion to the people. So years for years, they had no Holy Communion, and they had connection with the new bishop of this Lutheran, German Lutheran congregations, this is the official name, German Lutheran congregations in the Soviet Union, Bishop Kalinin. He's now a man 78 years old, but since 15 years he does the work to, he is not a German, he is a letter, or his name said it, Kalinin. But he is a very fine man. I saw him and met him the first time, 1981, in Bückeburg, and he reported about his trips to the Soviet Union, the east part of the Soviet Union. First, they didn't like, the government didn't like it very much. Then it was made in a cultural thing. He had only to speak German with this. He had only to preach in the German language. And this is then a cultural thing, not so religious. This was before Gorbachev. But more and more he was allowed to have contact with these brethren churches. We think in last year in our convention from the Diaspora Werk in Bielefeld, Bishop Heubach reported that he was in Riga and was together with his brethren, and some of them were ordained to be pastors, and that there are around 600,000 people, souls belonging to these congregations. But we think there are much more, up to a million or more, but 600,000 registered people. It was a little bit of fear before Gorbachev to go to registration, because then you have may have pressure from your government. So it is still a little bit under the governmental level that there may be more. So I think this is a way to help this, we have all to do to help these people. They belong since last year to Lutheran World Federation, but they have no idea what all is going on in Lutheran World Federation today. So I think they are Lutheran brethren, and we should help them as much as we can. And also the Missouri Synod, I think, will do some to them, and a little bit should the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod use the channels they are there, and not to try to build up new channels, because if you try to build up new channels, you come may run in difficulties. They have not to be. So this was a report, and I hope you have some questions, and I hope I can answer your questions. Thank you so much. Please.
The Free Church in Saxony and Zill did not combine, right? Are not in fellowship?
No, no longer. Since the 9th of October last year.
What were some of the issues involved in that decision?
The issue was one, that we have ecumenical contacts. This means we are not the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church are not member of the Lutheran World Federation. We are not member of the World Council of Churches. But there is a so-called Arbeitsgemeinschaft, Christlicher Kirche in Germany, Arbeitsgemeinschaft, Christlicher Kirche, working community of Christian churches, also the Roman Catholic Church belongs to this. And we are guest member in this organization. In some places we are, in others not, but on the level of the Federal Republic of Germany, we are guest members of this organization. This is one of the reasons. And also one of the reasons was the membership, that we have church fellowship with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Because the Lutheran Free Church in Saxony is strong influence, there's no lie, strong influence by the Wisconsin Synod. And the discussions are very old. I discussed with the Wisconsin Synod, was sent by my church from the year 1960, 30 years ago, and the last discussion we had in 84. Outside the United States, in Uppsala and Sweden. And since this time, there's no connection.
You mentioned this yesterday. I didn't understand the Landeskirche in the former Urkel, East Germany.
Yes.
You said that they disbanded some union about a year ago, in 89.
Yes.
And if they had known what would happen politically, they probably wouldn't have done it. Why did they do that? I don't understand.
Yes.
No, that's the Landeskirche.
Yeah,
it's not the independence.
That's right. It's the Landeskirche in East Germany. They built up in the year 89 the Bund, the Evangelische Kirche in Deutschland.
Well, why did they break up at that point? What was the issue?
Yes, the United Church of the Old Kirchenfreien Union said we don't like to have an organization in our Bund, we only will have the Bund. We don't like to have a Lutheran Church organization in the...
Oh.
Yeah, this was it. This was, so I'm a guest member of the Commission on Theology and I'm Commission on Theology Church Relations of the Parish,
and I live on the Anglican Church, so I know it exactly what happened. And some voted against this on the Senate. They had a Senate, and the Senate was in 88 that eliminated their own organization, and now they don't know what to do. The new situation is very strange. I think they will build up the EKD again, because it makes no sense to have a Kirchenbund in the old DDR, because they were not very happy that the EKD was pushed down by the communist government in the beginning of the 60s. So, but if they build up the FELC in the former DDR, I'm not quite sure. Maybe they will do it. But there is a strong effort of the EKD against the FELC. They say, what do we need? United Evangelical Lutheran Church in Germany by having an organization. So they are not in favor of it. In the beginning of the EKD, there was another concept. And this was the concept to have not one Evangelical Church, but United Churches and Lutheran Churches. And so it was a compromise in EKD. And the man who made it was Meiser from Bavaria this year. You may remember the name. He was a man also standing against Hitler very strong. And Professor Feuerheim knows exactly all what happened. Because Sasse, Professor Sasse from the University of Erlangen, went out from the Bavarian State Church and out of Germany, and went first to the United States and then to Australia, because he wasn't willing to go in a union church, and he said that EKD is a union. So it is an old story, but a very interesting story. Now they are in trouble. I don't know what they will do in the Evangelical Church again. I have friends there, but I know they can do it. Look, you can do private and in the framework you will say if you can be a good Lutheran. But you cannot practice this in every way. So we have to make a decision. And it is not easy to make a decision to go out like Saturday.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're with your mission in South Africa. Is that also a black mission involved with that, or is it all pretty much to the...
No, it's a black mission.
It is a black mission.
This 32,000 souls are blacks.
Oh, okay. Which was the one that you were talking about with the farmers, then? That was not
yes,
started
yes, they have these farmers, they build up their own synods. They have no, the friars in order. There's some, maybe 6,000, 8,000 people belong to this from the Black Mara area. So these are a real mission church, yes? They have their own bishop, but the bishop is a white, is Bishop George Schultz. But the black pastors asked him to stay. The situation in the Republic of South Africa is not very easy, it's very difficult, you know. And so the black pastors and congregations are interested to have a government. Also black pastors are district presidents, black pastors of this prior, of this Evangelical Church in Zuid Africa, is the name of this church.
Okay, now I got
it. And in Botswana, all black missions. Botswana is not their own church, it's only from the mission. They have no own, but they started this 12 years ago. In Zaire, there was a church there. And the French Free Church went in and we helped a little bit. Now, you have to know French if you go to Zaire, and so we trained some of our young students. And they were in France, and now two are in Zaire, sent out to Zaire.
and with the church in South Africa, do you know their feelings on apartheid at all?
It's objective. There is most of the younger missionaries are against the apartheid. This years ago it was so. There are now maybe one I know. He is a strong upholder of apartheid, but he will. He is retired, and I hope he will not make too much trouble. But it is a difficult situation, because look, there's not only the apartheid, but there are also the different tribes of the black congregations. You cannot Zulu bring together from the tribe of the Zulu with another tribe. This you cannot do. They are very proud. For them, the others are dogs, apes, such little. So also the killing in South Africa is not only, or in the first, now in the first line from apartheid, but the fighting of the tribes against each other. I think this you have to take a little bit in mind. I think they will not hold up apartheid. It is impossible. But it was a very bad situation for our missionaries. It was sometimes so that we had trouble to send out young men to this area, because it may have a year to get a visa for South Africa. But this is 15 years ago. They don't like white Germans came in, or from other parts of the world, because they know exactly that they are not support the idea of the apartheid.
Cody? The involvement of the church in the ending of the communist domination and the unification of the church.
The role of
the Eastern churches.
Yes. Yes, also, not a clear answer I can give, only what I know from discussions. I was in East Germany since the Wende, the moving several times. The last time in June, in August. But in June I had the discussions with church members. In other words, private. In May was a convention, district convention, Kirchenbezirk Synode of the Old Lutheran Church in Wünschendorf, near Gera, in Tüllingen. So, what I heard there, and then discussion with people who came over to Oberursel, also from East Germany, it is clear that in Leipzig, there was an influence of Lutheran state church pastors. There was an influence, and a good influence, to this people. That nice reason, one said, you didn't hide them. Because they know exactly that these young fellows were not in first interested to hear the gospel, but were interested to have a free room to live and to sing. And at this so-called Monday demonstration, it was an important role what the Lutheran churches, state churches, Landeskirchen played. A positive role, that we have to say it was. But the bishops, I spoke on Sunday with a man from the Saxon Landeskirche who visited here, and he met the bishop. I know him too. And he said he is ill because he didn't know how to manage this time of the swing over. Hempel is his name, Dr. Hempel. Another from Thuringia is Dr. Leis. He was always a little bit more against the communistic party. Look, this is so bad things that happened. Like the man who came out, Kirchner, Dr. Kirchner, he was
General Secretary of the Christian Democratic Union in East Germany, the DDR. And they, before was overtaken out in Weimar. And he, they found out that he was a Stasi man. And I, in May, one of our pastors, Dr. Hartmann, said, I don't like this guy. I don't trust him anyway. And then it came out, he was a Stasi man. So they tried all to do it. The communists tried all to influence the churches.
For you it's unbelievable, but what I had seen in German television, but they find out what, how many Stasi people they had to report. They get a little money, sometimes nothing, but they have a better life, and they have to report about this and that man. And they have type recording and all together in wonderful buildings. They now put schools in. The schools are rotten, but the Stasi buildings are very fine and good. So the Stasi and the influence of the Stasi in the old East Germany is very, was very strong. And they find out more and more that also the church is very, very big influence. And one man, he was the bishop of, I think, Mecklenburg, I'm not quite sure, or Vorpommern. He was pushed out of the office because he was too good friend with Erich Honecker. So there was an involvement, and not only a clear role. Our little churches, there was, the role was very clear. It was not for interest. Of interest for the Stasi. Look, the Oberlin Church may have now 6,000 souls, not more. And the Free Church may have not just 2,000.
And we thank Dr. Rentsch for being with us this morning, and here on campus is our visiting professor.